For anyone visiting and living in central Tokyo, come visit the Nakameguro Tap Room from Baird Brewery. Opened in 2008, Nakameguro Tap Room is the first Tokyo area tap room from Baird Brewery. Their kitchen specializes in New Haven style appeats, which I have told you is the best style of Neapolitan pizza. New Haven style places a high emphasis on high temperature baking, fresh seasonal toppings, and a crispy light crust. Combined with all the classic Japan-based Baird beers on tap, enjoy all vintage beer hall feels at Nakameguro Tap Room. There's even a sofa area and a large TV screen great for sporting events. Only a 2-minute walk from Nakameguro Station, the tap room is open daily until 10 p.m. For more information, visit BairdBeer.com.
The stage, you know, you cannot take back anything.
Right.
You just like feel it, and then. But there's also a challenge for the actor. You feel the vibes of the people watching us. You can do. You can more like adjusting yourself, but not to bother other actors. You know, you feel the more like you just feel like the people who watching us. But there's also a challenge for the actors. You can do what you want because no one can stop you.
Exactly.
You do what you do. And then maybe director gonna upset you or you're cancel you or something, but you feel the vibes or moments or that's what I love to be on a stage, right?
Hey there. Welcome to Made in Japan, Conversations with Meljo Catalan. This is my podcast about Japan, but it's not just your run-of-the-mill, cool Japan podcast. I want to explore a side of Japan besides sushi and sumo, anime, and video games. I'm here to extrapolate and meditate with the local people that your travel guide probably doesn't touch on. People that are hungry for making it, and people that have made it. This podcast is my talks with them. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my little podcast of mine. I am your host, Meljo Catalan, and you are listening to the Made in Japan podcast. So this podcast is also a donation-based podcast. If you like what you hear, feel free to visit my Ko-fi page. That's ko-fi.com/Made in Japan podcast, as well as giving a like, a subscribe, or comment on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So yes, I would like to thank all of you I really appreciate all of you coming here and listening to the wonderful guests that I have on for this pod of mine. And this episode is no exception. I am so stoked to have an old friend of mine. She goes by the name of Mina Shimizu. She is a Japanese actress. Mina has been in this industry for well over 20 years now. She's been doing film and she's done TV dramas. She's done commercials. She's done it all in the industry of her craft. And I just was able to have her on this month to catch up and see how she's doing during these pandemic times. And she will talk about, how she really got inspired from her family and her friends to pursue acting. And now she's doing some stage performances as well. But yeah, I cannot, I'm not going to delay this any longer. I'm just going to put this out there, and I hope all of you enjoy what Mina's story is about and her thoughts and feelings on her passion of acting. So without further ado, here is Mina Shimizu, a Japanese actress, and my friend. Here we go.
I've already had them as guests, the breakdown crew.
Okay.
And it was way back in the day.
Yeah, more
and
than
I just
5 years.
You just came up to me.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember why you came up to me. Like, cause I was with Tony.
Okay.
And we could talk about your work.
Okay.
If you'd like to.
Yeah.
But the first thing I want to know is, are you a camper?
Am I what?
Are you into camping?
Not really.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Because recently, uh-huh. I don't even camp.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of, like, you know, I've been working remotely a lot. And I'm just thinking, like, I just want to, like, I'm at this phase of my life, you know,
okay.
where I'm like, I think I'm not, I'm gonna just get out of Tokyo and just
okay,
go somewhere countryside,
right? I get
like,
it.
I recently just got back from Wakayama.
Oh yeah, I saw your post.
And
that
I'm like,
beautiful.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a little beach village, Shirahama.
Yeah.
Where they have the panda zoo.
Yeah, it's like, really famous, right?
Yeah, right. But like, I'm just walking around. It was almost like there 3-4 days. I'm
okay.
Like, I could live here.
Cool.
And it's just like, it's so peaceful.
Uh-huh. Like, but there are a lot of tourists?
No, because it was just like past, it was, we scheduled after Golden Week.
Oh, right. That's
so, it's so dead.
That's smart.
And it was quiet.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I like it here.
Yeah.
This fits me.
Wait, yeah.
And I'm like, but then at the same time, I'm like, can I handle the countryside?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Wow. So I was just thinking about that. I was like,
Nice. Wakayama is how far?
We took a plane ride.
Okay.
And then,
like an hour and a half?
Yeah. It was an hour, actually.
Oh, okay. That's
very quick from Haneda to Shirahama.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, if anyone wants to call me and hang out on the weekend in Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
like, you just take the plane back and just leave, you know, go part of, join civilization again.
You're like a Hollywood star. Okay, let's get a train and go to beach. Why not?
Definitely not. The complete opposite of Hollywood. But I'm like, I'm guessing I finally got into that pandemic mode, like, at feeling where
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
Let's
like
just
a stuck,
like, get
you know?
Out.
Yeah.
You know? How do you feel about this?
I went to Okinawa.
I saw.
Yes.
Did
I think it's
same?
A kind of, yeah, same schedule.
I saw two takeover spikes, yeah.
Like, you know, Christine Minori?
Minori!
Yeah.
It's been a while. I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah. You see Minori, and then Christine is, like, also Kaz.
Kaz is out there now.
Yeah, but I missed Kaz because like I stayed there like a Monday to Wednesday, but Kaz came to. We went to Onna. So Onna, it's kind of like up north from Naha, but it's on like an hour drive from the airport. So yeah, Kaz is living in Naha, right? So he showed up like Thursday, like after I came back to Tokyo. So yeah, I couldn't get a chance to meet Kaz. Like, I saw like he already quit the job, so, but he didn't. He's still
working remotely, right?
Maybe end of this month or something, I guess.
But that's what I was thinking. I'll be like in a beach house on the sand, like doing my English training seminars in the companies. I'd be like, just a moment, folks. Let me go take a swim.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, like, let's take five
right,
and then just jump in the water.
Five.
And then go take a quick shower and okay, guys.
And I'm like,
I'm ready.
This is the way forward in life. Like,
Yeah, it's kind of a dream. Like, arigatou gozaimasu. That's really cool. I mean, okay, kampai. Kampai. Thank you, Mina. No, I like it. Is it good? Oh, I like it.
Yeah, you're probably into like me. I'm more of an IPA bitter type of beer.
But I can't really like keep drinking beer all night. I mean, like I started a beer and then after that, like maybe highball or something.
Yeah.
But highball with gin tonic sometimes. But it, I don't really change after that. It just highball all night.
The night. Gin is making a comeback in Japan. I've seen like craft gin bars.
Really?
Like I've seen it popping up in Tokyo, like craft gin or gin, like a gin bar.
I don't really know about the craft gin, but I tried the Japanese gin a couple days before.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I haven't had gin and tonic. To me,
Yeah.
Gin and tonic was like college, Christmas vacation, like because it was so cheap.
It is, but I don't really get drunk. So,
I know, right?
I
don't think I've ever seen you drunk, honestly.
Yeah, because I always keep drinking like, one thing, you know, like a highball or gin tonic or, you know, sometimes like a, you know, Japanese style izakaya, maybe like lemon sour or something. Like right. I don't really change the.
But you know that the traditional like. When you go to the traditional Japanese drinking party, mm-hmm. everyone's got to start with the beer first.
Yeah, that's me. I really need a beer first.
Yeah.
But the later, Like a beer makes me super full and then drunk.
Well, it's like it's bread. You're eating bread.
Yeah, right? Oh, I like this.
I told you. We could just talk about beer the whole time.
Yeah. Someone.
Hi, my name is Mina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for the beers.
Yeah. But the first one only. But I love beer. What are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about now.
Yes, okay.
Because you kind of switched up. You are now doing more theater?
Kind of.
Like,
I mean, okay, there's a thing. I love movie. I love the film. But there's a girl, you know, you should be more realistic. I will report it this year. So it's not that easy to get their drama or movie role.
To me, that's kind of like, I don't get that in Japan, like the age thing. I really don't get because
right now,
like as this episode is airing, you know, we have Tom Cruise who's almost 60. Like,
and then Top Gun. 35, 36 years.
And I haven't seen it yet. I'm probably going to see it.
Yeah, we'll be soon, right?
You're in my generation. Like, the actors in Hollywood or film, like, it doesn't matter. It's just like, as long as you deliver the performance and if the story is good, you know, it really doesn't matter. Like, and that's what I don't get about Japan. It's like, why does it have to be measured by your age?
Why you should be always like a 25 to 35 or something?
I grew up, you know, in the 90s. There were many like TV dramas, romantic dramas, comedy dramas, where you have freaking like 30-year-old males and females playing 16-year-olds. Like they were 30 and they were playing 16. Great example is, do you know the drama Dawson's Creek? It was a famous drama in America. Romantic drama.
But it's
like, the characters are like high school kids, right?
Okay.
All the actors and actresses were in their 20s and 30s.
Uh-oh. Woo! Oh.
Playing 16 year
olds. Okay.
Like, but no one cared.
Yeah, right? I mean,
no one cared.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's why I love, like, American drama stuff, you know, the Canadian drama too.
Yeah.
They don't really care about the ages, but it's reality in Japan, so I should be on more flexible or trying to be a fit, something I can do. So, and so what I can do now is theater, because
I'm not sure if you wanted to talk about it, but this was something I thought about before you came here today, was about, you know, the women in your industry.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it compared, like, I want to know, what are the challenges that you have?
I mean, okay, if you are in the, how do you say, I mean, like, you're the famous, like a famous as, maybe, I don't know, like a 70-80% of a population knows about you stuff, like a Hollywood star stuff. You don't have to worry about it. What if you got married, or if you take a break for pregnancy, or the kids.
It's a very big Asian thing, whether it's Japan or Korea,
right?
Or China.
You know, we, like me, we are like a, the, like, ah, like me means like you can not like make money for survive from acting stuff, but you still acting stuff, like people like me, 40, like a late, maybe 30 to something.
Late 30s.
Yeah. There, like many actress quit acting when they got married or when they got pregnant.
Yeah. This, not just in your industry, but this is a very common thing in Japan.
In Japan. But I guess it's especially in acting, like artistic stuff, you know. Like nowadays, people working on the like office, you know, getting more comfortable. Yeah, better.
It's getting better.
Like people know what can they, what can they do? Like, I mean, like what can your company do that for us? If you got a pregnant, or are they raising a baby, or blah 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 blah. So
I also see, of course, I also see companies being much more caring for single mothers.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And so,
to me, that's a great improvement.
I mean, I have some more the song. Like, I have single mother friends. Average Japanese girls.
Yeah.
Sally, single mother.
Yeah.
They're, like my age, like a late 30. They're struggle, of course, but it's all the like a benefit from their government. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, government support.
Government support is getting better.
Yeah.
From the couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. It has.
Yeah.
It has.
But the past 2 years, it's getting worse.
Okay.
I don't know why. Because I'm not there. Yeah, so I don't know exactly, but also society, like a social life, knows I got a divorce. That's happened. I'm a single mom. Oh yeah, it's happened. So we kind of like we kind of know, or we kind of, I mean, more like a older age, 50 or 60 yeah. ages, people got used to it.
Right.
Single mom or divorce or no kids, married couple.
So do you think your industry, in the acting industry, have they adjusted to it? Or like, what is your experience like?
Here super famous now, it's okay, it's nothing, no problem. But if you're not a famous,
yeah, I mean I know there's like levels, yeah, of tiers, but or like us. I'm not gonna say it out loud publicly, but like I would consider you quite,
yeah, it's
like
it is like
ask a deep, you, I yeah. guess, you know.
Depends on, like, more like individually. Right. Like, it's not about the agency stuff. They don't really care. I don't say everyone, but I.
But as long as I know that you are supported, you're taken care of.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I'm 40 now. Like, I will be 40. And then I don't have kids, but you know, like people think, like I applied the audition or something, blah 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 blah. I'm 40 now, blah 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 blah. So you're gonna be a mom, bro. And then they saw my picture or something. Sometimes like. Sometimes people think, oh, this is girl, this is like a 40 years lady, so you get put in the mom role. But sometimes they saw my picture, she's not right 40. Okay, like a pass or something like that.
I've seen you in a commercial where you were like in that mom role.
Yes, the commercial, right?
And I was like, but you did a really good job.
Thank you.
And like,
actually, I was really
impressed. I was like, wow.
I was really worried about it. I didn't. I took the audition for the commercial. I didn't think I could get it because I'm. Yeah, that was like a year ago.
It looked natural, to be honest. It looked natural.
I was
because it was like a commercial specifically targeted, like creating during the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah. What boxing style, you know?
And it was like, oh, I can connect.
You sure?
I can connect that a lot of mothers are like this now.
Oh yeah?
Like at that time when I saw it.
I was, be honest, I wasn't really sure.
I was sold. I was like, oh okay. Mina's a mom.
Oh my god, oh my god, yeah.
But how do I say this? You really portrayed the typical Japanese mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How my brother's wife behaved to their kids, situation. Yeah. Or my friends like, do that.
Like, the commercial I saw you doing was like you were doing the laundry.
Yes.
And it was just like,
yeah,
okay,
the girl.
This is a very typical mom thinking, Japanese mom thinking.
Yes.
And I'm like, alright, I get it.
Yeah. Run green and checking the fun or blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
I think job well done, good job.
Oh my god, you're.
Good job.
I'm so like, feel.
I mean, it's a commercial, but yeah.
But I wasn't really sure if I was fit. Because I know I'm look younger than I am, and then I don't have kids. But my agent called me, like, you passed. You got a job.
No, not me.
Really? Because, you know, like, I love OG Shin because, like, I can be their character.
But that means you, I mean, that's what it is to be improving in your
art. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I can get a job or not. I just love to imagine, like, okay. And then I know people think I'm not look like her. Mom who has a high school girl and a junior high boys that the commercial was like that, so but
you sold it. I
yeah,
was like, okay,
right? And then, you know, just skip it. I didn't know if I couldn't get it, but I just do it.
Because to be honest, I don't really know much like of your work. I've checked like what you've done, but I'm just more curious about how you got into it.
Oh, okay.
Like how you really got into acting. Because like everyone has their different purposes, right?
Yes.
But, like to me, you're just like a chill woman, and just like
I am.
Like you're super. You're probably one of the nicest people I know in Tokyo.
Oh,
and
I'm
like,
that's nice
like you're
of
super
you.
Chill.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't see you walking around and be like.
Because I'm not the Hollywood
star. This beer, let me. The temperature is off of this beer.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shut up, girl. Yeah. Get out.
Why does it have this as a touch of yuzu in this
uh-oh.
Flavor profile?
I don't even
but
know.
I don't
that.
See, you know. I'm not saying every actor
yeah,
is
yeah,
like
of course.
Really,
yeah, but still, sometimes.
Right.
I mean, like, it really first experience of, like, acting was, like, I was, like 14 or something.
Yeah.
Like I'd be always like love to watching like TV dramas or I love to read books, which is my parents love to read. So I don't really into the music. I don't know why.
Okay.
Every other friends love their like Japanese pop music or like American music like a famous one, like, you know, it was like almost like
which,
20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, like a Queen or Oasis or I don't know.
Well, Oasis is British, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, like yeah. those stuff, you know. Yeah. See, I didn't even know what the difference between the like American band or England band or Canadian, I don't know.
But you love the books.
Yeah,
that's
I
awesome.
Love the books.
What type of genre do you
like? Like your first. I really got into like more like essays stuff, you know. But after a couple of years, like I like a high school or something, I really into like mystery, like a solving mother or you know, trick or
Sherlock Holmes. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
Stuff, kind of stuff. And there are so many nice, you know, author. Who wrote all about the mysteries, like about the like, police stuff or a private investigator?
Can you teach me?
You should read. Yeah, there.
Help me improve my Japanese.
it's kind of difficult to understand everything. Maybe I don't know. I don't know how
much Japanese I have. Yeah. Put it this way.
Uh-huh.
I don't know police talk.
Okay. Me either. But you know. I mean,
I can understand when, like, a gangster is talking.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But when the police start talking,
uh-huh.
I'm like, I feel their vibe, but I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, to me or not or something.
But here's the thing, though. In what I find different in like, let's say, police dramas in America and
yes.
police dramas in Japan, it's like,
it's
so different,
right?
Like, in Japan, well, in America, it's kind of like, it it's like the police detective or the main would
yeah,
be like,
yeah.
I know everything and you are done, Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
just done. I yeah. know everything and I'm going to tell and like, I will teach you what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
you know, game over.
Yes.
But in Japan, it's more like in the interrogation room, the police would be like, tell me. Tell me exactly the truth!
I don't know why that's so different.
It's so different, and it's like
damn,
slamming like, the tables. Tell me exactly what you know! And it's just like, it's trying to like, you're pushing the criminal into the corner like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I give up!
I get it!
Like every Japanese police travel is like that.
It's really, you know, I love to watching like, you know, like American drama, like, I don't know, what is that? Like FBI stuff or,
okay.
or Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds or like CSI.
Yes, I love CSI or, yeah.
And they're not even police, they're like medical
yes.
examiners.
I love those stuff.
And you're like, I got you, right?
Yeah.
Right?
And then for the other like evidence or for their other, you know, like blood or you know,
yeah.
I don't know, DNA stuff. Like, oh my god, it's so good. Like,
so when you were young, reading mystery novels,
yeah, yeah.
like, did you want to be the criminal or did you want to be the detective?
Oh, I'm not sure what.
Or were you, which character were you fascinated with?
I was really into like investigating stuff, you know,
okay.
like how they solve the issues or a problem or a
yeah.
crime or
yeah.
you know, it doesn't have to be a crime always,
yeah.
but you know there are like something like people trying to find their. Who are they really stuff, you know? like, or, yeah, so, and then that, I think that those like reading book stuff is like a more, I can be more imaginative,
yeah.
like, you know,
yeah.
like grow the imagination.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, so I always like it, and I also love to. Say the line like say loud
yeah.
say loud like I was like leading like really leading I just not reading I just like
you were like enacting
yeah.
the lines yeah, yeah.
I mean, I loved it.
So when your parents looked at you while you were reading, did they look at you while you were
no I was
just like in yourself.
Yeah I was really I'm like crazy you know. I just can't get enough just leading. I just want to say something like I say the line, like I was there or I am him or her or I don't know. And then
you really like got into character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of my problem.
Why is that the problem?
Like for the real life, you know. I'm also I always like got into. People who I care or who I interested or
yeah.
I just like I am always like think or imagine what is like the best for them or what they needed now or just sometimes like I kind of too much thinking
about
person
others.
Yeah
yes.
but others
yeah.
but it doesn't mean I'm super nice it just like it's my habit
so I understand that
yeah.
you care about people you're
yeah I'm more like I love to watching the people I love to see the people
I love people watching
yeah right
like, so these days I mean I do this all the time like I watch between like because I'm always at home working
okay
so when I'm free I just go outside and I just like to sit down and just watch people
right
I've been doing that since I was a kid
yeah
and I say this all the time like I like like if I'm on the train and I see people sitting down on the train, I imagine their background. Like, his dad's a fisherman. He worked in Wakayama.
Okay.
And, you know, he decided not to follow dad's story.
Right.
Wants to move to Tokyo and then make it as the banker.
But a different life,
But he has his smartphone, and he has a salmon in the cover of his smartphone. You know, thinking about dad.
Yeah, it's fishing. Still there, right? So that's a good one.
And then trying to make dad proud.
Oh, right.
You know?
That is a good story.
Yeah. So I look at that and be like, okay, that's what I see in Tokyo.
Mm.
I look at people like that.
Yeah, look at Tokyo is like a... I'm from Saitama.
Yeah.
It's not the super, super inaka, but it's kind of inaka.
Wait, let me guess. Are you from the Chichibu area or the Saitama city area?
Oh, good guess. Chichibu area.
Okay, you're the real Saitama.
Yeah. I live in Iruma city.
Okay.
Yeah, the Costco in there. It's like a... How far... The Chichibu is kind of like still far from
it's
us. It's
far.
like
country.
2 hours drive.
Yeah, it's quite deep, yeah.
1 hour and a half or something like that. it's not like that. But it's still in a quiet, you know, many, like an Aeon or something,
is
you know.
Is there a Costco?
Yeah, Costco is kind of like 20 minutes away from my place, my parents' place, you know.
Okay. Then that's kind of suburbs.
Yeah, right? And then, yeah. So the Saitama is kind of like people are, I guess they're so simple,
yeah.
I guess, I thought, when I was there.
Mm.
But you know, like grow up and then came to Tokyo a lot, and I live in Mizunokuchi now.
Yeah.
Mizunokuchi is actually Kanagawa, but it's kind of like, it's only like 5 minutes from Tokyo, right?
Right.
And then
it's
a city,
though.
Yeah, it is kind of, but it's more like izakaya town. It's like more like drunkards.
There's a Wakayama ramen shop in Mizunokuchi.
Machibo, desu.
I have to go because I haven't eaten Wakayama ramen.
Oh, you should. You should come to Mizunokuchi.
I'm still in Wakayama mode right now. because like everyone that I've talked to about Wakayama is like, you really like Wakayama.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is, I didn't eat Wakayama ramen when I was there. I ate so much seafood.
Right. And like, should be, right?
And then I researched, and like a student of mine said, there's a Wakayama ramen in Suguchi. I'm like,
I know the place. I love the place.
Can you take me there?
Of course, anytime.
Let's go. Let's go.
And there is so many super cheap, nice izakaya and a yakiniku place or a yakitori place. Oh, you should come. You can get drunk and full, like a 2,000 yen or like a 3,000 yen or something like that.
I haven't been in Mizunokuchi in ages, but I do know there's one ramen shop near the station.
Okay.
Where you order your ramen and it's like all you can eat karage, all you can eat fried chicken.
What?
Like, it's like an old school like ramen shop.
I'll tell you.
But like, I remember when I first came to Japan, in the first English school I was teaching in, my co-teachers were working in that area.
Okay.
And like, I would meet them in Mizunokuchi after work, and like, they would go to this ramen shop, and it would be like, so you order your ramen and they give you the bowl, but the counter is filled with fried chicken, like all that karaage.
Shit.
And you just like, you know, eat your ramen and then grab the chicken and then they keep frying the chicken up and they put it on the counter again.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, what is this place? This is like, they're supporting heart attacks.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
They're like supporting, like eat all the oil and try to get a heart attack.
Shit. And then dumping karaage into the soup and then eat
it.
head. It's so good.
I've heard it's still there. I think so.
Okay.
I'll show you the...
Yeah, please. Later. If I was a guy, I should have known. But I am a girl, so I don't really... ramen shops by myself.
I've seen, like petite Japanese girls, like, slamming, like, ramen in their mouth.
Oh, my God. I should try that. Maybe we should have, like, a ramen tour at Mizunoku.
You could. I'm totally down for a Mizunoku. If you can be my tour guide, I'm totally down for a Mizunoku like tour. Like,
I mean, like, I don't really know. I mean, like, I don't know about Mizunoku before I move into Mizunoku. I just I just try to find a place to move in, which is 20 minutes from Shibuya or Shinjuku.
Right. It's a convenient place.
Yeah, right? The Mizunoku is like exact place, like 15-20 minutes to Shibuya. And actually I'm trying to find a place in Sangenjaya, but it's so expensive for me.
Maybe people have different opinions. And
yeah.
I could be the least popular voice, but I'm not a big fan of living in Sangenjaya.
Oh, really?
And part of the reason is there's no space to park your bicycle.
Oh, right. True.
And everyone's on the bicycle in that area.
Right. It's kind of annoying.
It is. Great shops.
Yes. I love to hang out.
Go, if people invite me, I'll go.
Yeah.
But I...
Yeah. You know, I didn't know about the Sangenjaya much before I moved in.
Yeah.
I moved into Mizunoku. But after I moved to Mizunoku and I hang out I go to Sangenjaya a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was right.
Yeah, you made a good choice.
Yeah. I was super right.
We have a lot of friends that love Sanjay.
Yeah. Love Sanjay, but it's not the place to live.
No.
Shibuya,
No.
We love Shibuya sometimes, but it's not the place to live or have life there.
Right.
If you, unless you are the millionaire or something, you can have a nice, super, super nice penthouse or something, it's gonna be great, but for us, especially me, Hancha and Mizunoku is the same stuff. I was looking for put on the other liquor on a website and then blah 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 blah, and then the same thing, but it's Nimayen different.
Yeah.
And then the Hancha is the most of the apartment is so old,
yes.
Right? New one's really expensive, only just a 6 tatami room, and then it's almost 10 yen or more than 10 yen.
It's crazy, right?
Are you crazy, right?
Let's go back, Mina, because...
Oh, yeah.
You came to Tokyo... Did you come to Tokyo for acting?
I mean, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was living in Saitama all my life, so...
You just wanted to be near the city. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, right? And then at the time, I got a divorce almost 6 years ago.
Okay.
And there was I still living in Saitama, same area, Iruma area, so I'm... Okay, Mina, this is kind of a good opportunity to get out your safe place, Iruma is it's far, but it's okay to come out to Tokyo.
Can you talk about, I've never been to Iruma.
Oh, okay.
Is it I'm imagining if it's a suburb, just residential housing.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not like Chichibu. There's houses, you can't live without car because there's a bus and then train stations, my parents' place, 10 minutes away from the station. So you don't really have to have a car.
Yeah.
You can survive.
Yeah.
And then there's yeah, convenient, like next to my parents. So it's like a, yeah, it's not really super, super sober, but.
But you want it out. You want it. Really, yeah. Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I love my neighbor, but.
Same.
Right? I was like. Yeah, I just don't have any experience to live by myself. I got living with their parents all my life, and I got married, and then they could have life with my ex, and then it's done.
Yeah.
So what should I do?
Yeah.
I don't really want to go back to my parents. I love my parents, but, right?
I get you.
Yeah. Soka, it's a really nice opportunity, so just go. I was like 32, 33.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. It was kind of like, most of my friends from Iruma stayed in there. Yeah.
It's the same.
Right? And then, you know, married, kids, blah, 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 or, yeah, okay.
But you pushed on, you continued with your career.
Right. I mean, I was kind of like stuck all the time. And my parents are super, super, you know, obviously Japanese parents, you know. They're not really strict, but they're not really open.
Yeah.
They're open, but it's not really open,
yeah.
You know. They're like a, you know, 70s, like.
Fake open?
Yeah.
I don't know how I say
that. Yeah. I don't know.
I can't describe fake.
Yeah, maybe that. I can't.
Like, I wouldn't say fake open, but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah, they're on the way to be open.
They'll meet you halfway.
Yes, they are.
I've always loved that Japanese expression, chuto hanpo.
Yeah, the halfway.
The halfway point. But it's such a negative vibe.
Yeah, chuto hanpo. Yeah, negative.
But at the same time, it's like, it makes sense to use that expression.
Yeah, it is really. Yeah. Yeah, we don't really use the chuto hanpo in a good way, so yeah. Yeah.
But I get it. Like they will
yeah.
meet you halfway.
Yeah. Right. So I guess they're kind of open, ojisan obasan in their ages.
Yeah.
Like compared to other parents my age. And then yeah, they're like, you can stay with us. Yeah.
Of course. Your face is like.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was
that
like.
That means I failed.
I was like, uh-oh. I really appreciate your offer, but I'm a big girl now.
Yeah.
Because I can't stay with you. More like with my dad's Ikigasugoi. I couldn't sleep when I stayed sleep over at their house after I got married. Like sometimes I sleep over their house. Oh my god, are you crazy? You didn't. And then the next morning I told him, you're snoring so bad. He's sleeping on the first floor,
yeah.
And then we are sleeping on the second floor. It's still.
He's super early.
And he said.
I feel for your dad. I'm
oh, you are? Oh, shit.
Snoring.
Oh.
It's a trouble thing, and it's a trauma. It creates a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
To the people that you love. And.
Yeah.
You try to do your best to fix it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. And I told him, you should do something. Because you're gonna die. You're gonna fixate it yourself. But he said, oh, I don't snore. Shut up, Dad. Are you crazy?
You should buy him one of those masks, like the
I know, but
machines or the masks.
but I also know he never ever try that. Okay, you're gonna die, you're gonna die. Okay. Yeah, do your own way. You're 70 something, yeah.
Snoring happily to death. Jeez.
Yeah. That's a crazy family, right?
It sounds like that you have such a really interesting and really loving family that really raised you.
Oh yeah, they are. They are.
It sounds like that you definitely had a lot of love and support.
Yeah. You know, when you get older, you are more feeling such a, you know, nicely.
Yeah.
And they are so acceptable,
right.
Stuff, you know, they're when, on the halfway, but still.
When was the time when you started to really appreciate your parents?
When my first movie came out, I was 21 or something.
You started young, right?
Yeah.
You started really young.
I was like, my debut was like, I guess at 21, but I started filming like when I was 19.
Right.
And it took a year.
What was the title of the movie?
Warabi no Ko. It's kind of really. You can see I wear the kimono and a nice like a Japanese hairstyle. Yeah, that was like a 19 to 20.
Yeah.
It was my first, like a very first acting in film. And then at the same time, my dad was ordered to go to Osaka by himself, like from the work. So it was like a kind of like a big time for me.
Sure.
I still am daddy girl, so I was 19.
Who is it?
Right? Everyone said that, but I am.
If you are, you're always gonna be daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
Even my older sister, same.
Oh yeah?
Same. Like she has her own family, but she's still, she's always right. I get it though.
But I was like 19.
Yeah.
He got the notice from his company to go to Osaka for a couple years. And then I also got my role, their first movie in my life.
So it was like, whoa.
It was so excited, but wait, my dad is going to Osaka? What should I do?
Mm.
We are not really like friends, family, you know, we're close, but not close like a friends, you know. But I am daddy girl. I never ever said no. Like my Japanese teenager said, maybe American or Canadian, I don't know. Don't do laundry with my dad or something stuff, you know. I don't know how to say it.
Right.
Pants arawanaide. Ishoni. Something like that, right?
Well, I definitely, like, compared to Japan, I would definitely. I have never taken a bath with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
When, yeah? I was just, like, young. Now.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Yeah. But something like that. Like, I wasn't like that.
Right.
Like, my friends are like that.
Right.
Otosan, kimucharui. Shut up, otosan. Fuck up, otosan. Something like that, right? Why? I love my daddy.
Right.
But yeah, so that was like my big time, life is gonna be changed.
At that time, when he found out that you were doing a movie,
yeah.
What did he say to you? Was he like.
But yeah, that was like. He's a really old guy, yeah. Like Japanese.
Is he the Showa Jidai dad or?
Not really, but he was like, it just say good for you. That's it.
It's not just Japan. That's like every Asian dad.
Okay.
It's just like, okay.
Happy for you. Good for you. Go for it.
Yeah, carry on.
Show them what you got. Yeah.
Just remember, you're my child.
Yeah. Right?
Just remember that you're my child.
Yeah. And then he was like, and I'm going to Osaka. What?
Yeah, good for you. By the way, I'm going to Osaka.
Wait, what? What? For business trip or what? No, I'm living in a... What? You moved to Osaka? What is going on in my life? I got my first super big role.
Yeah.
But my dad is going to Osaka.
So your dad never lived anywhere else besides...
No.
Oh, so that was his...
Oh, he's from Hiroshima.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're a carp fan. That's why you're a huge carp fan.
Crazy big fan.
So you're not like one of those big carp fans.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, don't call me Carp Joshi.
No, I hate it. I've seen you all with the carp uniform on pictures, but like, I was like, oh shit, she's a carp fan. I get it now. So that's okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, and then, but like, my first movie was like all film and done, and then it took like a year.
Yeah.
And then it was like almost 20 years ago. It's just 20 years ago. I was 19 to 20. We are filming the movie in Yamagata.
Okay.
The super real Inaka, right, Yamagata. Right. Because it was like an Edo period kind of.
Are there a lot of films like that filmed in Yamagata?
Yeah, because there are still... So we are staying like a super like Inaka hotels with a super legendary actress and actor.
Sure.
Oh, I saw her on TV. I saw you on TV.
Oh. So you were like...
Yeah, I see you on
TV. So you were like starstruck. You're like, oh my gosh.
I was like... And my mom, my parents are excited more than me.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah, maybe it's... Oh my god, stuff, right? Yeah, like I was like, I'm doing like a holder filming stuff for years. Like I was like, you know, I went to Yamagata every season, like it. And then...
Wow. Wait, so... The film took a year to make.
Yes.
Because you had to go each season?
Yes.
That's tough. That sounds tough.
Super crazy. And then they're still filming film, not the digital camera.
They're filming film.
But I didn't even know what does that mean.
Yeah.
But filming?
Yeah.
Filming. That's more money. Because you can't take it back.
It is.
If I do something wrong, just take it one more, yeah. And more.
Because yeah. it's all real, yeah.
It was like, and it was a really tough year for me, yeah. But it was really, now I know, it was really precious time for me.
Right.
And then, so the movie's like, finally on the theater.
Yeah.
And then Iruma has a movie theater. So and my friend tried to get to my theater on the theater.
Yeah.
And then my parents are going come every day,
yeah.
Hold like a 2 weeks show or something. All my friends, all my teachers from like elementary, the junior, yeah, right? That's like all my life was there. You know? Everyone came to see my film, and then at that time, I was super, 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 super thank you my parents because there's
they didn't really do or say something to me, but I knew they are trying to get people come to theater to see the films or
watch my daughter.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I didn't know that at the time, but then after that, people told me your dad was so trying super hard to make people come to see you, and then oh my god, and then there's like a small party after the show, like it's not really. He said that his father was super stubborn, so he's trying to not to be like his father. So, but at the time, like a party, and he said he had a speech, and then he said like, you know, I am so proud of my daughter. Aww. Oh, I can cry now. I still can remember that. Like I was so touched, you know.
It's amazing how dads just like flip a switch in the right moment.
Yeah, right?
In the right perfect moment, and you're just like, and you're going to remember that for the rest of your life.
Yes, that moment. I am, I'm sure.
You know, it's just like, it's amazing how, that's like the job of the dad. Just switch on for that specific moment.
Right time,
right time, place, and then you're like, and then I gotta go to Osaka soon.
Yeah. Good for you, but I'm going to Osaka.
I'm out.
Okay, wait. But at that party, he knows what he do. He knows what to.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was.
That's a great story.
Yeah, I was so touched. I was so touched that my first movie is on the theater in my hometown. It was really touched, of course. Okay. And all my friends, teachers came to see me. But the party and my dad, what I say? I didn't even remember what he said, anything else. But he said something like an oyaji joke or something, you know, a shut up, daddy. But I remembered it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so proud of my daughter, and then also thank you to like everyone support me or something like that. That's it. I didn't remember.
I can imagine. I mean, that must have been so much fuel for you to like keep going with your career. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I'm still trying to be where I am. I mean, it's in Japan. Okay, we are still be prepared what the COVID gonna do us. You know,
because it's definitely. I mean, the COVID-19 has definitely.
Yes. Attacked
destroying the entertainment, TV and film industry.
Yeah, I mean more like a TV or maybe YouTube is getting
bigger
and getting to be no more about it. The theater stuff.
Because I'm a theater guy. I love like you don't know this, but my first job when I was a kid was I went at a local movie.
What? Cool.
So, like, I love movies. I love film. So, like, knowing the fact that I knew that the cinemas were going to be
here. Yeah. But it's more like a disco is in the playing in the theater, like a playing live stuff. And plus, they're like, you know, like many, like hundreds or thousands of like a small theater. And there, we are not really know,
right.
Or we don't have any insurance,
right.
If all those like shows are canceled, we just can't get nothing.
It's such a
Nothing. If you are like a rehearsing for all the months, all the 30 days, but it's canceled, it's gone. It's nothing. But here, you're in the big industry, like Les Miserables, or my friends doing the Miss Saigon this year.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay. They pay for the, I don't know, 50% or 60% if they're canceled or something.
Yeah.
But like us, like a theater, like maybe 200 people, we don't have any support if all the shows canceled.
Right.
It's nothing. So that means I love to being theater. I love to rehearsal.
I want to know, because like now that you're doing theater and stage performances,
stage.
Which do you enjoy better, film or stage? This is probably a tough question for any actor.
Yeah, this is totally different.
It's completely a different game.
Yeah, like a stage. You know, you cannot take back anything.
Right.
You just like feel it. Just feel it. And then, but there's also a challenge for the actor. You feel the vibes of the people watching us. You can do, you can more like adjusting yourself, but not to bother other actors. You know, you feel the more like, you just feel like the people who watching us. But there's also a challenge for the actors. You can do what you want because no one can stop you.
Exactly.
You do what you do. And then maybe director gonna upset you or you cancel you or something, but you feel
like you've done
the vibes or moments, or
right.
That's what I love to be on a stage, right? You know that, right?
When I played music, you know, it's so different from the studio and performance, like on stage.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, you know, even whether you're in a big air stage or in like a small live house,
50 or 500,
like being in a punk rock band and just performing, and just feeling it from your heart, and then understanding where that, you know, you're talking about the vibes you feel with your co-actors. Like, I get that with like other musicians. There's sometimes you feel like, you understand me.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That was like a best moment of
best
your
feeling.
Life.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a.
And.
Yeah. You're gonna.
Do you? I could also imagine. I mean, for me,
mm-hmm.
when I was singing and the crowd was singing my song to me, like singing back to me out loud.
Yeah.
I wonder, is it the same for you? Like. When you see the crowd and when they're like looking at you.
Yeah, that was like a, you should be more, maybe like a more careful.
Okay, to not look.
Yeah, because they cannot sing back to us. So.
I think it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm like, when I see them singing.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, because I do that. when I saw the live, like a
These are my lyrics. These are my
I mean,
song.
Like a, but I know the feeling, like a other audience, like a, I just don't know about the music, but I can't move or I just, I don't know, I can just feel that way. I don't know. I don't know about the legs or music or vibes, but I just...
You just feel comfortable?
Yeah. So like in the stage, like acting stuff, like you should be more careful. Maybe. I don't know. But there are the moment you really sure the connecting to not only one, not, like maybe like a, I don't know, 70-80% of their people. I mean, like more like, and it's a really weird, but those feelings sometimes like let me down because like or it's cheer me up. So it's, so that's why I love their stage, because you cannot expect everything. I mean, yeah, but the filming stuff, you know, drama or movie or commercial, the live I. Doing that because you can be more specific what you want or what they want. You can more, you can explore more.
And I'm sure you have more time.
Yes.
For preparing.
Yeah. It's like being the stage, there's like a maybe like 3 weeks or a month rehearsing. And then like a movie or a drama or a commercial, there's no time for the rehearsal like that. There's no rehearsal. I just gotta, script, imagine, and go. Dude.
Bang, let's go.
Go. There's no time for that. Like, usually, but it's another type of challenge, I guess. You should be more like aggressive or more. You should be more open.
Right.
Like you're doing like acting, like a rehearsing for a stage. There's a time for fighting yourself or fighting to your director. But there, filming stuff or the movie stuff. There's no time for that. Sometimes do, but it's not really. A special commercial.
Right.
Going to audition, and you got to pass, and you got script. And then, you sing the director again, and then dress fitting. Like a testing camera. They go. Wow. That's it. So but there's really good to see what you got yourself and then what you got to show.
It seems like you're more in a comfortable place with the stage.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
But it's more like a focus. It's more like, yeah, movie stuff is like more focused on the moments. And you can retake. So it's more like,
Well, I'm glad, that you're still in that place and you're still doing well with it. So.
I hope so, yeah.
Right?
I mean, I still love that, but I don't know. I don't know what the future holds.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not here to understand what your future is, but I just know that you have a cool story to tell. And I think a lot of people don't know, like especially people who are interested in Japan.
Don't know
much about. I mean, there are similarities with Western film.
Maybe,
but I think it's a big difference in Japanese film.
It's like a traditional,
So, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat it. I wanna eat pizza.
You want to eat some pizza? Okay, let's have some pizza. Okay. Thanks, girl.
Thank you, Mel. Bye, everyone.
I want to give a big thank you to Mina for taking some time out of her busy schedule to come hang out with me at the Nakameguro Tap Room and just catch up and chill out. So you can find Mina. I'll put her IMDb page and her Asian Wiki page links on the show notes, and you can just check out what she's done in film or in TV in Japan. You are listening to Made in Japan podcast, Conversations with Meljo Catalan. If you want to contact me, you can feel free to email me at japanmademepodcast@gmail.com, as well as contact me through my Instagram or Facebook at Made in Japan podcast. Thank you all for listening. I hope you are continuing to do well, and I will catch you back with another episode. Until then, peace out.